Well, folks, the live-action commentary didn't happen, as you'll hear it supposedly did in the beginning of this episode of Masters in Space. I almost said Myths of Etheria. Wow. As you heard last episode, in episode 100, Optimus Solo and I will be doing the live-action commentary for episode 120, hopefully. So please kind of ignore this pre-recorded beginning here with us reacting to actually have been in the same room with each other, because we haven't been yet. Enjoy.
This won't even be worth watching.
Well, we hope you all enjoyed the live commentary. We survived. We survived meeting each other and hanging out. So there's that.
They said it could not be done.
Well, the house didn't burn down, thank God.
Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet? That would mean you have to drive back out here to do that.
Or did I leave you a present?
Yeah, a bomb in the basement or something. Oh, God.
Basically. We are back, and welcome to the next chapter in our Powers of Grayskull series.
This isn't the next chapter yet.
What do you mean?
This is not the next chapter yet. This is the continuing shit of New Adventures.
Each time I say the next chapter...
Yeah, well...
Okay, well, let me rephrase that. Welcome to the 101st chapter.
There you go. Say it right if you're going to do it.
As you can hear already, unfortunately, TFU and Mike are with me. Are you ready for another trip to space, or we don't have any trips left?
Let's get this shit over with.
All right, well, in this episode of Masters in Space, we'll be giving you our thoughts on running of the herd and balance of power.
Just as a note here, folks, 101 to 107, which is the final run of these episodes, because we want to get this show done, this part of the podcast done faster, it's going to be two episode shots. I'm sure these are going to be even shorter podcasts than what we've already been doing on New Adventures. Because
the abridged notes.
Yeah, pretty much. This is Cliff Notes of He-Man.
All right. So we hope you're ready. Because it's time to go back in space.
No.
Feel the power! All right, first up today is, of course, as I said in the opening, Running of the Herd, written by, guess who, Jack Olesker. Mike, we got Running of the Herd is a story that kind of is referencing Sagittar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His people, because he's missing out on this traditional running of the herd, and he's feeling emotional about it, and they need to get back to do that. Obviously, Skeletor and the mutants are gonna interact, and hijinks ensue. So, what did you think of Running of the Herd?
By the time we got to the 3-minute, 37-second mark, we have the title of the episode revealing the plot, or at least part of it. Can this show be over now, please? Like, I wasn't sure what was going on with Sagittar, I don't know whatever the fuck his name is.
Sagittar.
Whatever. I don't know what the hell was going on with him, this whole physical, emotional mess, because they're getting closer to the sun and he's further away from his people or whatever, but apparently it's this race that they run every 13 telks or whatever it is to, you know, be one with the horse shit that they were once a part of or something or other. I don't know. I do like that we get a episode focused on him and we learn about him. I think that's cool, but this Absolutely. Episode turned predictable very fast.
Yeah, we do. I agree with you, and I kind of hadn't thought about that before, but that's something that we've been asking for, you know, throughout this whole thing, not just in the New Adventures, but we always like these episodes that are centered on the characters to get a little bit more knowledge about them, focus on them, highlight them, whatever. So we do get a focus on Sagittar here. A couple questions though.
Mm-hmm.
So Sagittar's people used to be all horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then they evolved into a half human, more so human, little bit horse. So
they're humans with horses' asses.
So humans eventually mated with horses?
I mean, Catherine the Great had bestiality in her
I don't get what else they're trying to say here. If they used to be 100% horse, now they're part human, unless we missed like a Marvel or DC, you know, experiment gone wrong that turned somebody into a superhero.
I mean, I think we missed that other snap by Thanos, because I don't know what the hell this is.
But that would only explain if Sagittar was part human and part horse. But for the entire race of things to be half people, half horse, suggests that horses evolved into this naturally. I don't know. I don't want to think about it too much, but it did allow Skeletor to have the line, "You guessed it, My Little Pony."
Pony, yeah.
Which was fantastic.
That's the best part about this episode is that line.
Yeah, that was the number one highlight that I wrote down.
Yeah.
We also apparently learn, even though it's never been talked about up to this point, and we're a lot of episodes in here, that Sagittar's arch enemy is Staghorn. So we learn that. I mean, it's an okay episode. We get little bits that are good and then a lot of forgettableness.
Yeah. I think that Sagittar and Staghorn have locked horns, heads, horses, asses, whatever you want to call it. I think they've fought before in the series. It's just never been explained why they are nemeses or nemesi or whatever you want to call it. And that's the problem with this series, is nothing is ever explained. They set something up. It's like setting up a really great joke and then killing it and missing the punchline.
Yeah, I mean, it had some opportunities to be a better episode. It's not the worst episode we get. No. We've definitely had worse, but yeah, I agree. Like, there was just, it felt like there was an opportunity to go even further and make this even a better episode, and they failed to do that. So, I'm in the middle of the road on this one, Mike. I don't know about you, but I am, like, I'll maybe bump it up to a 3 just because of the Sagittar focus.
I was at 2.5, and that was only because of Sagittar focus, and especially because of "You guessed it, My Little Pony."
Yeah, I was hovering between that 2, 2.5, 3 mark. I'm gonna land on 3 there, but I don't know. There's not much to say. It's not the worst episode, and it's not the best episode.
No,
but it gives us a little bit of something we asked for, I guess. So I can't complain 100%. All right. Like you said, guys, these episodes are going to be quick. We're giving you the quick shots on the Adventures of a He-Man. So we're going to take a break and be right back with Balance of Power.
Wake me when it's over. I'm going to get my beauty sleep.
Next up, guys, is episode 53, which is The Balance of Power, written by, you guessed it, Jack Olesker. before we get going too far, we gotta like take a moment before we get into the actual episode. Because apparently, when New Adventures gets to episode 53, something changed in production, something changed in the powers that be, something changed in something. Because we're going, and I've watched ahead a little bit, so I know of some of the other episodes that are coming up, and it seems like we are shifting gears and changing directions completely with this whole show. Did you get that same feel?
Yeah. Specifically, I'll say this. Throughout this entire series, there have been 3 character changes for a certain character, and right now, or coming up, is the 3rd character change, and that is for Skeletor. Skeletor has had 3 different looks in this series. I like the middle look. This last look is a little... it's a little too much skull head for me.
Yeah, so a big change in the look of Skeletor coming up. A big change in the character of Mara is beginning, sort of, at this point, and we'll continue later on.
Yeah.
We have open narration, which we haven't had in the previous 52 episodes, I don't believe. Do you remember any other episode?
Maybe once, but I don't I would remember this if this happened more than once, or whatever. The simple fact is, and this is part of my notes, and sorry, but... the reason why I would remember if there was more narration in this series is because I believe that the voice actor that's doing the narration is the same guy that does the voice narration for Captain and the Game Master. I'm fairly certain it's the same voice actor.
Yeah, it was like it was reminding me of like the olden days when Transformers started, and you had the open narration on some of their original episodes, etc. Like, but the weird thing about this narration is it's not just at the beginning; it's throughout the
It's
episode.
throughout the episode, yeah.
Yeah, so every time they need something explained or whatever, the voice narration comes on. I thought it would be bugging me more, but I actually didn't mind it 100%.
I actually enjoy it more than half the episode at this point.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed the voice work for it, and I enjoyed how it kind of set the stage. It was just odd that 52 episodes in, on to the 53rd episode, all of a sudden we're going to have narration throughout the entire episode. And then we're also going to be introduced into a whole nother world of characters, planets and characters, good guys, bad guys, that are going to completely separate us from the majority of what we've seen up to this point. So we're not going to get just all mutants and the Guardians. We're kind of taking a couple of them and putting them in this world and seeing how that goes. They have a bunch of weird names, so I'm not going to try to go too far into it. But the Gleanons, and the Mites, and then they actually name a lot of the individual characters, the presidents and the captains and generals and sergeants all have names and whatnot. So that was interesting. So usually when this happens, it's like when we've seen it in the past, when we've been talking about different cartoons, you know, this happens come season two, or this happens come season three, when somebody behind the scenes decides that, hey, we need to go a different direction, we need to freshen it up, we need to add characters, we need to sell a different section of the toy line, or we have new toys to sell, et cetera, et cetera. So that's usually when this happens. It's kind of odd for it to happen just halfway through season one. Or not halfway, I guess like 85% of the way through season one. I don't know if this was like a last-ditch attempt to try to get people interested in this, and the series was already failing.
Didn't this only have one season? The only reason why I ask that is because looking at the schedule that we put together, you have marked on here season one, episode 60 to 61, and then season two, episode 62 to 63. I could have sworn this entire series was just one season.
Yeah, a lot of the information for this is kind of hard to.
Sketchy,
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it would make sense that it was one 65 episode season type thing, that, you know, whether it got to the full 65 or not, because that's usually traditionally what a series is, especially if it's in syndication. But yeah, it's just weird for episode 53 for all of a sudden. And so I was curious, and I actually went on to see if my gut feeling was true, and if it was a situation where there was toys that they were trying to sell, or something of that nature, and turns out I was right. So there were a series of toys based on these Kleenons, and I guess the full name is Galactomites, but they weren't released. So apparently the line in the show gets canceled before they hit the shelves, but you can actually go online and find pictures of these Kleenons and Galactomites, and they look very similar, just different color style. So they were pushing a new toy line. There's a new figure of Mara that does not get released. So this is them trying to not only adds maybe infuse some interest in the series, but also for them to sell a new line of toys.
And I mean, I'll say this about Mara. Like, I like that we're seeing more character development for her, like giving her a new role kind of thing. Whereas before it was just Mara, Drissi, and Kaz just being stupid kids, where they've actually taken her Mara's character and built her up to be something more than that. Like she even points out to He-Man, I don't think it might be this episode, might be the next episode, about, hey, wasn't it I that helped you with this? Or wasn't it I that did the yada, yada, yada? She's not the damsel in distress kind of character. And I like that they did that. I think that was super cool. But honestly, it's too little too late.
Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy going to a different world and getting actually to know some of these characters instead of just be one-offs that we're just going to see for one episode. So I guess that's a spoiler alert. We're going to see these guys for more than one episode. But I do enjoy that focus. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm big fans of the designs and the looks and everything of the Kleenons and the Galactomites. I mean, I think it's a little looks a little lazy to me.
In the
But
show, they look cool. The toys, not so much.
yeah, so I mean, I could have done with a little bit cooler looking guys, I guess, but it was interesting. In this episode specifically, Balance of Power, we have some interesting situations where He-Man loses his sword at one point. So you have one of the villains trying to use He-Man's sword, obviously not successfully.
That's because this sword knows its master. Oh my God.
Basically, and
I
you can
love
tell.
Gary Chalk, but I blame Jack O'Lesker because that's a horrible, horrible line.
Yeah, there was also another horrible line because in the end they're trying to like sum up something or whatever, and they say, you know, something about forgetting the ways of your people or whatever. And then he says, but we should not forget the ways of old enemies. Like, what?
I don't know.
Why do we care about the ways of old enemies?
I think by the time episode 53 came around, Jack was just like, I'll throw something at the wall like spaghetti and see what sticks. Because
I mean, I
I don't
don't need to
know.
know the habits of my old enemies. I mean, I guess it's good to learn from history and not succumb to the same type of strategies that other enemies. I don't know. It was a weird line.
It was very weird.
But I enjoyed, like I said, the new characters. I enjoyed the kind of the infusion of this narration and kind of a new direction. Anything to spice this world up is going to be good. I just don't think it's spicy enough. So I'm right in the middle on this one too. I mean, I'm 3 out of 5 just for the new parts.
I'm at a 1.5.
Wow.
As much as I enjoy the new parts, as much as I enjoy the new characterization, like I already said, it's a little too late. Because if you break this specific episode down, it's basically one side against the other. It's the good guys against the bad guys. That's all it is. Like, and it. No.
All
But.
right. So, I mean, that's it for today. We're only doing 2 episodes, so it's quick shot, Mike. So, what do you think overall?
It's gaining ground, but there's not a lot of ground left. Like, they're gonna run out of room really quick and they're gonna fall off a cliff.
It's like they waited until like almost the end of the runway to turn the engine on, and there's not going to be enough runway for them to get flight.
Nope, not at all.
So.
Not for us, anyway. And we've already suffered through 52 episodes of this show at this
Unbelievable.
point, so I
Hats
don't
off
know.
to us.
Exactly.
We watch it so you don't have to. Yikes.
You better start paying us to watch it so you don't have to. Seriously, it's. God.
Do you know what else, Mike, though? News. News.
The Iron Man scribes have now taken over Grayskull.
Well, besides that, no, I was doing as I do for some of the other things that I do at the network, including researching movies and doing most anticipated lists and things of that nature. I was scrolling through all of the listed 2019 movie releases, and sometimes these are factual, sometimes they're not, sometimes they get pushed, sometimes they get canceled. But on Movie Insider, there is a release date listed for Masters of the Universe this year.
Yeah, well, like I just said, that there was a news article that came out that they've once again, changed people writing the script or doing the draft or whatever, basically saying that, hey, the people who wrote on Iron Man from the Marvel Universe films are going to be taking over the Masters movie, so who the hell knows what's going to happen at this
Yeah,
point.
listed as Art Markham and Matt Holloway writing a new script as of
Yep.
January 11th, 2019. So that's
Yep.
only very, I mean, that's very recently. And it's listed, like I said, it has
Yeah.
directors Aaron Nee and Adam Nee. It has producers listed. It says December 18th, 2019, Masters of the Universe will be coming out. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I
This,
don't
the
believe
franchise is not going to die. We got more series. We got more movies.
Oh, hell no. This podcast will
Nothing.
die.
No, I'm just saying the franchise won't die.
Well.
Thankfully. I sit here today with a Skeletor t-shirt on, by the way.
Oh, God.
So, that does it for this episode, Mike. Take us out of here.
Yep. Thank you for listening to the Masters in Space today. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the all-new GeekCastRadio.com. Steve Megatron has been working his ass off getting the version
Steve doesn't have an
10.0.
ass anymore?
No. He didn't have one to begin with anyway, but that's beside the
Okay.
point. Where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts. Check out the new website. Let us know what you think about it. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for the network, at Pow of Grayskull for the show. I am at TFGN Mike. What is your Twitter?
At Optimus Solo.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcast or Radio Network. Join us next time when we'll be talking about the next two episodes, The Tornadoes of Zill and The Taking of Leviton.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Excellent.
For now, I am TFG and Mike with...
the one and only Optimus Solo.
Tune in next time for the honor and power and magic and
power
whatever
of the
that...
good and the way of the magic.
God, why the hell do they call it that?
Till next time, guys.
Yeah.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in the stew.